Daf Chavdala Taisus, the top Taisus says, Rav Chiya said you put it in a hat underneath your forehead. Taisus says, why can't you put it in a hat not next to your head? Because the Brice earlier says, under Marashah Yisav, and he doesn't ask why, because you can explain it when it's not next to your head. So therefore Taisus says, because if that's the case, what's the difference even a Kaiva? You don't have to put it inside a holder. Even without a holder, you can also put it if it's not next to your head. So Elamai must be even Keneged Rosha. But he says, Lamai says, Shwer, because let him say it, speak about when his wife is with him, that he needs a Kelim, so a Keli. Taisus blives with Tzarechiyah. Then the Gemara said, two people sleeping in the bed. Taisus says, what do you mean? He sees his own Erva. So he says that he'll stick his head outside the blanket. It's Liberais Erva. So he says he holds Liberais Erva's mutter, as we see on Amid Beis. Or he's choitzitz with a beged next to his heart. Then the Gemara said, we learned in a braisa, if someone sleeps in a bed with his house, with people of his house. Rashi said, his wife is b'chal beisai. Tais doesn't like that. One, that we don't find the ishta is called b'nei beisai. And also, according to him, he should have said, Oktoni Khan, since the braisa earlier says, aval, midik omar, is v'hotanya, is mashma, it's a different braisa. Therefore, Rabbeinu Yosef says, regardless, on his side, he should not turn his face and read unless there's a talis mafsik between him and her. Chav Dalet Amud Beis, we said that even he can even check his begodim for lice. Rashi says to remove the lice that bites him, but he can't wrap himself if his talis fell, and these are two different things. So Benitam said that it's one thing. Meaning he would feel his baguette, he would make sure it shouldn't fall from his head. But if it did fall from his head, he would not rat himself because it's a hefsik. Because if he's misactive, since it fell legamri, but to fix it a little bit, it shouldn't fall, that's not considered a hefsik, and which is the halacha taka by a talis. And he says this special tefillah, Ribbono Halamim, right in the middle of his tefillah, and even then he starts from where he's mafsik, because he's anyway mafsik for the gas to pass. So he said, Rabbi Yechonah said, I don't hold that you have to stop. Because of two things. One, because I hold you don't go back to the beginning. Rabbi Yechon holds, Shama Teisha Tkiyas B'Teisha Shores is Yoitza. And also I hold, all you have to do is put your hand in your mouth and you can reach Shema even in a Mois of Tanafis. So mainly it's considered Roy. But according to you that you hold it, you will to your mouth. So you're a person that's not Roy to reach Shema. So therefore, you would need to go back to the beginning if you pause long enough to not reach Shema. Long enough to have to finish the whole Shema. Rabbi Nachman Paskin says, Rav Chisda, that one is not allowed to reach Shema, even if there's tzoya underneath his begodim on his flesh. And he holds kol atzmoy setaman. Even the Rav Chisda was a Talmud of Rav Huna, we go to Chumra. The Rif Paskin says, Rav Huna, since the Gemara asked for him, you won't pay your kam nuna, and really this Tosis is a shaykh to the next daf, so we'll learn it again in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. What this is negeh, this is not negeh to our sugya. This is the end of Tosfos, Daf Chav Hei. Daf Chav Dalet.